This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon. The move to reimpose sweeping restrictions at this time has drawn anger from many residents already struggling because of an economic downturn. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 1,000 metres of home, with only a few exceptions, including commuting to work. Social distancing and limits on the number of attendees allowed at usually packed synagogues will also affect Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. That festival begins at sunset on September 27th.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. U.S. government health officials have scrapped a controversial piece of coronavirus testing guidance. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted advice saying people who did not feel sick did not need to get tested. The change baffled public health experts and led to speculation that Trump administration political appointees forced the shift. The CDC has now essentially gone back to its earlier guidance that anyone spending at least 15 minutes within 6 feet of somebody with a documented infection should get tested. The agency calls the change a clarification needed due to the significance of asymptomatic and presymptomatic transmission. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.